This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Oh, man! Yeah!
What?
Shake your neck.
Y'all know what this is. Y'all know exactly what this is, man. Yeah. Sir. This is Random Order Podcast, episode 59.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
And you know who it is. It's your boy, Quentin Quarantino.
I feel like I still can't go after
They also, that. It's old now.
You know what I'm saying?
They also call me by my government name, Jermaine Richards. And I'm hanging out, man. Got my baby brother here, Trey Richards.
I'm thinking of the name.
Baby here. Trey, it's man.
Just, I choose shows first. I got some.
My man, of course, Sheldon Sebastian out here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm just me. That's it.
Give him another bomb, man. That was right.
That was a bad bomb.
Sir.
Yeah, man. Episode 59 has been an episode of many words. We talked about a lot of important things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Friends driving way too scary.
Yes.
Trying to be cool and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Def Jam fight for New York. Mm-hmm. We always talk about the game. We took a deep dive this time.
Mm-hmm.
Craigslist.
Laundry being in the washing machine way too long.
Craigslist. And nigga, you ain't have, that's not, you don't list that as a topic. I just got to take it out to dry. I don't do that.
But somebody needs to understand.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
It's definitely
sketchy Craigslist deals.
Mm-hmm. Kijiji deals.
Or Kijiji. Taking 7 days to respond and food being delivered on bikes. Sure. Why? Before we get into this episode, for our YouTube viewers, go ahead and hit that subscribe button to become... Hit that subscribe button and click that little bell thing.
Yes, sir.
To become a true noted gang eagle. You know what I'm saying? Watching but not subscribing is mouse behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Hit that bell thing and click thumbs up and write a bunch of great comments.
Please.
Enjoy the episode. Yeah. You know what time it is. As soon as them eagles hit them bombs. Yep.
That's who's coming out the smoke. That's who's coming out the smoke. Man.
Shout out all my noted gang eagles in the building. This morning, this afternoon.
Man.
Whenever this shit end up dropping.
A special shout out to the Eagles.
Yup.
Because we just dropped on 4YE and no Eagles were.
They was all up in that thing, man. Ooh,
them Eagles. Let me tell you how.
You would have thought it was an Eagle food sale.
Yeah.
An Eagle bird seed sale.
Let me tell you how crazy them Eagles got. 4 minutes. Shit was gone.
Ooh.
We was confused.
Wow.
Never underestimate the power of an Eagle. They see that shit from so far. 5:59.
They know what's up.
5:59.
We dropped at what time?
6:00.
That's crazy.
That eagle vision, what I'm talking about, man. And talking about having that eagle vision, man. Y'all gotta get your eagle vision in check. You know what I'm saying? Brand spanking new 4YE Durags. Yo, they here. Woo. They here. They literally right here. Look at this array.
Come on, man.
Wow.
And we got more.
And that's just a little.
This is just a partial
That's just
drop
a little off. Bit, man.
Yeah.
Don't be.
Look at me.
Don't, yo,
look at me. Look at me.
Get that boy
look
the full screen, man. Don't even put me in shows on the screen,
look
man.
Look at
Get
me,
that man.
Man
the full screen, man.
A new array of beautiful 4YE Durags.
Uh-huh.
That I'm rolling on right now. My chair. Don't worry. This is mine. You know what I'm saying? That Cody and Crazy right off the top.
Mm. Cody
going
Cody
and Crazy.
Mm. Look at that.
Look at that.
I'm going to call that one Cody and Crazy even if it ain't called Cody and Crazy. That one called Cody
and Crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Check me out. You know what I'm saying? They fresh. They fly. They got that beautiful, silky looking feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No shade.
Just won't do that
but
over
you know,
here.
No shade.
Nah.
But like your favorite silky, probably not even silk.
And that's just real.
It's a scam.
That's just real.
Y'all getting scammed. You
that's
thinking,
just real.
Yo, you think you got a real official 100% silk durag for $20, nigga? That's not silk. We not gonna lie to you. These got the silky feel. These are not 100% silk. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they silky.
Yeah.
That young Paisley is so special.
It's about to get so crazy and they don't even understand. They're
the
home
signature 4IE, Durag in red. I keep missing the bomb button.
That red crazy, man.
I call this one the cheese pizza.
Ooh. Yo, speaking of which.
I was looking for the last one that's on my dome, that Arctic Blast.
Ooh. Oh, man.
That shit is nuts.
You just came up with that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Off the dome. Off the dome. June 8th. June 8th.
Marking in calendars, man.
For real, though. We sold out my 4IE rework collection 04. 3 minutes.
Wow. We
sold out. So clap it up to y'all niggas. Stay posted on the durags. The durags are also limited. You know what I'm saying? So head over to the 4IE Instagram page, @4YE. Follow the page, turn on your post notifications so you know exactly when we drop. Them niggas gonna hear about it first over there. All right,
bro. The weather's getting nice again.
Yeah,
man, we're outside sitting on the roof of my car. Man. I'm not getting no
work. I washed my car today.
You washed
it? Oh man, the hand wash.
Yeah, the hand wash.
I could respect that for sure. It's a special thing that goes on between you and your vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you wash it with your hands.
Absolutely, I agree.
And you play a track, but then you have to wash it so the music's muffled.
Yeah, yeah. You have to close all the doors. You turn all the way up. Yeah. You know the
blast
yeah,
it, man.
Yeah, man. It's different, though.
And then it rains in 10 minutes.
Yeah. I'm trying to just enjoy it because I think it's about to rain tonight. Still.
Still stays clean, though.
Nah, I didn't get the dried up rain spots.
You got the rain spots.
Yeah, I have a dark color car, so you
see all the rain spots. Yeah. You gotta get the champagne joint. You can't.
Yeah, you gotta get like silver.
Nah, you're just not washing your car right.
You telling me I'm not washing my car right?
Absolutely. Yeah, how you going? How do you?
I was thinking straight.
Like a hater.
I wasn't thinking straight.
You sound like a hater energy.
Nah, you can't do it.
What's this hater energy for, man?
Hey, we can.
How you gonna tell another man how to wash his own vehicle?
I'm just saying because it was just this one time I had that black thing. I had the black G35.
Okay,
and I was washing it, and it kept raining, and it would come out like dirty. And I'm just like, yo, what is it? Mm-hmm. So I got some tips, and I got some like wax and shit, mm-hmm. and I washed it properly, and then it rained. And it just all the rain was just off it. Like
we got the wax.
You got the wax too, and it's still the dry spots.
Nah, I'm gonna tell
you. So you weren't washing your car right?
Nah, hold on.
So basically, I'm right.
Hold on.
So what you telling me?
Like, even downtown, man, the streets so like mucky and shit. You wash a car once, and the Jeep just flicks everything on it. I just got tired of washing shit. It's like, fuck it, bro.
But the thing is, like, with a Jeep, though, you could flex the dirty look because it's like it's an off-road vehicle. You know what I'm saying? So niggas don't really look at it too crazy.
But when you open the door, you're touching mud.
The whole thing.
My grandpa would be getting at me every time he sees our car dirty. God. He's a master of keeping a car clean no matter the weather.
Yeah.
Bro, his car, it'll be a mud storm, nigga. This nigga's car is
clean.
Mm-hmm. Pristine, sparkling. Bro, he be getting at me. It was like a fucking typhoon going on. Jeremy, it got dirty. How's yours clean, nigga?
Nigga, what?
Wait, how'd you get it, bro? He's on one knee in the rain washing his... what year is that?
Yo, let me find out.
Infinity Q.
My grandfather, give you guys some more back.
Oh my gosh, man.
Was it QX60?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah, if I see it,
I know. Oh, you know
it. Yeah, he knows. It's QX50. It's older.
No, they discontinued
that champagne one, right?
That's probably...
Is it champagne?
Yeah, it's a champagne joint.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not the QX, man.
I can't talk in Google for shit, nigga.
All right, you search it up. Let me tell you more. Bro, our grandfather bought this whip, right? I guess it makes more sense once you guys know, but he bought this whip, and ever since he did, I guess he's just not a man to kind of... Mm-hmm. Buy shit, you know what I'm saying? So when he did, it was just like, yo, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is what's going on. Like, you see what I'm rocking with?
Right.
This is the whip. You know what I'm saying? Any other car, I'm sorry, which is a good mentality. Like, any other car it's not mine. So it's not as good.
I feel that.
His car was faster, cleaner.
Was, nigga, is.
Is.
Today.
Sorry.
He's pulling up on 2020s. Like,
oh, he'd be like upgrading and shit?
No, it's the same car.
Stock. But like the way his mind is wired is like, yo, my car is the fastest, bro. Yeah. You pull up with a UFO, this nigga still tell you something that a UFO doesn't have on his car.
Okay. Bro, we would come little ass kids.
You know how we
I know we
he always has a one up. And bro, as a kid, we're you know saving up, you know what I'm saying, copping whips. It's an exciting time for a preteen, you know, a little teenager, you know what I'm saying? Then
for
you want to show it to your dad, you show it to your grandpa, and then you pull up on your grandpa, and then he's like, notching that shit down like three, four times in a row. You know,
how much I'm
in the camera.
I see how much gas you get on there. Oh, no, you know, mine.
Cheers to that.
Bro, like, it's, okay, hold on. I think you found a drain?
Oh, yeah, shit, nigga. It was a 2003 Infiniti QX4.
QX. I knew it was a QX. It's
a lot of fucking words.
Yeah, so many words. So many syllables.
Yo, but I promise you, that boy is champagne. Mm-hmm. It's clean inside. It honestly looks like he just
bought
it.
It's very clean. I don't know how they discontinue this shit.
It's easy. He's probably the only one whipping it, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
of course.
Yeah, that most definitely.
Because I'm the only man in my whipping. Like, I cannot clean my whip for like 6 months. Someone will come in. Your car's still clean.
Nah,
his is like different. Detail. Like, I don't know when he has the time because he's always at work or inside doing some Jamaican shit. But bro, his whip is just always clean.
Yeah.
They discontinue the shit, but I think if Infiniti saw this shit in the condition today, they'd be like, okay.
Like, yo, we might.
There might be a market.
Revive this shit.
Bro, and let him fucking run this.
Yeah, he's a master.
Let him do that shit.
A lot.
Bro, it was so bad. You made me feel like shit with my car. He's like, Trevon, man, you can't drive rolling like this. I'm like, what, bro?
It's
raining right now, bro.
Like, I think I cleaned it too much.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
I used to think about, you know, the thing is, I used to feel that way when I got my first GameCube. I remember I broke it.
So wash your GameCube?
No, I used to just be like, we should just be like real careful with it. Like, you know, okay, you don't touch
ultra
the thing.
Neat.
You know what I'm
ultra
saying?
Neat. How long does that last?
Touch the thing. That's what I'm saying. It lasted a minute, but I felt like we still ended up breaking it. And then from that thing, I realized like you can't be too prippy with your things. You know, you have to just you have to just use it.
I feel that.
But you have to just let it be. Let it be used. You know what I'm saying?
Cause I feel that.
When you try too hard, that's when you break shit, bro.
I be thinking about that when you're like, you're trying to save some shoes or like, I don't want to wear these now. Or is it, you know, is it the right situation to wear these shoes? But then
you don't wear them.
Material things not going to last forever regardless.
Exactly, bro. Like,
yeah.
Niggas be buying cakes. Oh, I'm not wearing these until this many months. Bro, I just bust that whenever I want to bust that. Yeah. Bro, you know, because
cakes was like the most recent thing. But still, when I get like an iPhone, I'm like, yo, no, I can't put it down here. Mm-hmm. Like, I get a new phone, or you know what I mean? Something new is just, it's always like, yo, watch out, like, wipe
it
down
never
the service.
Lasts, though,
oh,
bro.
Man, laptops dashed down everywhere. Yeah,
like, never lasts. Like, I remember when I got my whip, for like a year straight, I think I washed that thing like every week, bro. Mm-hmm.
You gotta do that, though.
Now, like,
you gotta do that.
I get to when I get to my
like, really?
Like, you're good, bro. You're good. Bro.
Man,
maintenance are good, but outside,
I want to be one of those like older heads though, like to have a clean car and be like, yo, like 100%, I have to have a old school like BMW, or old school Benz. I like the M3, and I've always been a BM guy over a Benz, but like just something old school and just clean. It's just like, yo, you know when I'm in that, that's me,
you know, and you know, even though it's old, you know.
You know.
You know.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
I like the way this man thinks.
Bro, it's one of those ones where it's just like, it's something for even like nostalgic purpose. Like, I think Ludacris had an old Acura.
Yeah, the Legend.
Legend, right? Mm-hmm. And that thing clean.
Clean.
That's the one with the TV and the steering wheel?
No.
I saw my MTV Diaries. Remember that shit? And behind the music or some shit?
The thing is, I found out about
1993.
Oh,
Acura
behind the
Legend.
Music? No, I was talking about
you don't remember that?
Cribs was like all fake. I found that out like years later. Bro, like a lot of them niggas like rented whips and shit. It's like all fake.
For Cribs?
Yeah, for MTV.
Who's
Cribs,
it for, nigga? Does Cribs rent it or they rented it?
No, they rented it. Like
the artist.
Yeah, the artist, yeah.
So niggas said, hey, I'm about to come to your house for MTV Cribs.
Yeah, it'll be
like, give me a let me call some people first.
You know,
let me confirm. Hold on, what's that? Yeah, rental guy.
Only like a couple niggas really, like, you know, did that shit. Like, you know, I think Yin Yang Twins.
What's
one
that
of them.
For? Like, what do you like? Yo, why not just nigga? I got no whips. I got no whips right now. Yeah. We're working on it. We're working towards it.
Exactly.
But suppose it was just more so for like, they know people are gonna watch it, so they're saying like, yo, let's get this talked about, or their manager is saying like, bro, rent some shit.
Yeah, it probably was
in the driveway.
Yeah,
because I can't see like, you know, that was a huge platform right then.
It was an honor to be on
coming.
That.
Yeah. And you could see them getting like all like, you know, it's so cute when you see like celebrities get kind of shy or in that moment of like, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, they're on Cribs. Like, all right, I don't know what y'all got to do, but you got to get the hell out of here.
Gotta get up out of here.
Carter, bro, the fuck up.
To hear 1,000 people say, this is where the magic happens, and you still stand there and say, this is where the magic happens. Where's the button?
Oh my god,
we have no bad buttons.
If we ever get a tour crib, is this where I be at?
This where I sleep at. This where I be fucking at. Anyway, move on. Let's go check out the toothpaste cabinet.
They wouldn't air my episode. It's like the episode of BET when BET 106 in part.
Oh my, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yo, I saw that.
Bro, they're full out scrapping on Instagram.
Scrapping, I saw
I
that.
I felt it for that guy.
Yeah.
Because she's like, why are you being so childish?
Bro, once you take off my hat, like, yo,
guys, sorry, there's a fight. I don't know if you guys seen the video, but some guy was just battling, and it was a newer era of like Roxy and Terrence. This guy took off his hat, then he pushed him, and he's like, oh, enough's enough. You got.
Are you not going to not mention the mic whip?
He threw the mic at him?
And he heard the mic like,
bro, I think somebody got hit by a stray mic.
Oh, fuck.
I don't think it landed at the guy it was intended to land on.
Yeah.
Somebody took a mic to the knee.
Mm-hmm. I just really gotta bring attention to like the nigga flipping him. Like I'll never get like tired of a nigga getting flipped in a fight. Like
I like, you see legs in the air.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro,
your legs aren't supposed to be that high.
So when you see legs, you like feet in the air, like,
you know what's crazy? A lot of times I see people's legs in the air. My first question is it really that tall? You know, he's actually kind of tall. Like, bro, if you see my legs in the air, if you see the bottom of my shoes, bro, you don't have to respect me anymore. Yeah. My words.
Facts.
Just like that.
Just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro.
Against my will, like, oh, wait, I don't want to be upside down, bro, right now. And my feet are okay.
I'm about to allow a nigga to
be. Yeah, I don't fuck with that. Nah, yeah, don't be picking me up. None of this, like, I see my friends and it's been a long time to pick me. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do
that. Especially
for
a tall nigga. I'm already tall as is.
Bro,
a little guy picks me up and then I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe we both go to the ground. Like,
come on. We're both embarrassed.
We're both looking dumb.
Bro, Faitana jumped on my back and I was like, this is random morning. This is the other day.
Yeah.
Here to work, I turned to him. I said, Faitana, what are you doing?
Can't do that.
You got to pull him aside. Literally, you can't.
I did I not?
Yeah, you
I'm
did.
I'm pretty sure you guys saw that.
I might have that.
Yo, you can't do that. Because if I fell on the floor and hit my knees, I'm not going to be laughing and shit, but I'm not going to get mad. I'll just be like, yo, what the fuck was that?
And then you know those ones when you do some dumb shit and you're embarrassed, so you laugh to kind of deflect it. It's like, bro, now you're the only one laughing, looking dumb.
Look at this.
You know what I'm saying? You know? Like, come on, bro.
It's better you address that you look crazy.
Yeah, like, my bad. I thought it would go differently and it didn't. You know, just man up.
That's it.
But you know, if Faitana would laugh,
Faitana was rolling. I was just like, yo, honestly.
Oh, shit, Trey, your legs are broken.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, yeah. I don't know what friend's backs you jump on, but yeah, you can't do that. I'm like, bro, you're jumping on my back and your feet are still on the ground. So what are we doing here?
You be asking your brother for whip questions? Whip maintenance?
Oh, yeah. No, my brother does like pretty much all my maintenance. Oil change, put my speakers in, he put my radio in, like all that shit, bro. He buffed my tail light when it got foggy.
Buff the tail, bro. I never even had a tail light buff.
Yeah. Like your shits will get foggy and he'll buff that shit back. And
this guy's nice.
Yeah, man. Yo, bro, does it all still.
I didn't have that luxury, bro. I had a car for, it might have been like 2 years. And my dad's like, when's the last time you got your oils changed?
What?
I'm like, what do you mean by that? Yo, I'm driving this shit 2 years straight. I've been in Niagara Falls like 5 times at this point. And he's like, oh, I didn't even know. I had it done the first time.
The thing is, like, I knew, like, very young, like, how special my brother was, like, how rare it was to have that, bro. I knew.
Bro,
like,
that was a one-stop
shop. Yeah, it's amazing. It's great, bro. Even when I went to, like, buy my whip, like, I tell a quick. I think I told this. That's how I told the story about the Jetta on here, right?
Yeah.
Like, but any time like my niggas bought whips and shit, like I'll bring my bro. My brother will always like find something that's wrong with the car that they didn't tell us to like get the price down more, like to get out the deal. And that's just like special, bro. You know, that's priceless.
It's beautiful on your end when
the
guy that knows the car is on your side, but when it's on the other side, you're selling the car and then you have this fucking car guy coming checking and shit. I'm like, bro, like, I've never looked at that. Don't try that, nigga. You know, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Bro, I remember
trying to lose me, bro. I don't know what the Bengal Fire Barbarian is.
Bro, this is the price. This is the post. What you want?
The price up. You saw the price. You called me. You came to get it, nigga.
You're selling something?
Bro. I don't want to hear that shit. On my side, though, I want to inspect.
But you know what he's on. You know what time it is. You know what I mean?
Get it.
Yeah.
Especially when he starts asking me for like accessories, that I'm like, what the fuck,
bro? What?
Like, do you have like the defibrillator?
I don't have the whip.
Bro.
It's right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's just like, yo. I remember on the Kijiji, man. I sold some weird shit, man. Like,
yeah,
when I sold my dirt bag,
I sold my bike to a dirt bag.
I sold it to a dirt bag. That's where my head's at right now. So I sold my dirt bike, and I remember this guy came over and something. I was a kid, but he comes to the garage and he said, "Oh wow, it's a lot smaller than I thought." I'm like,
"Oh, whoa!" I think you thought wrong, my nigga, because I posted the fucking bike. Bro, I took a picture of the bike, I put it up.
Yeah, and I'm like, yo, that has nothing to do with me. And I was not budging on my price. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to buy the fucking all-white MacBook. I need this loot. Like, you know what I mean? This is exactly how much I need to buy the MacBook.
Yeah.
I was getting complaints about the dirt bike. I didn't want to fall and, like, scrape up my leg because before we had a backyard. So I was just like, yo, it has to go regardless.
Yeah.
And then he just offered me a deal of just, like, you know, money and, like, a bag of weed. And then all my friends, I had, like, mad people there to kind of just a Kijiji deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Called Choppy. So, you know, Choppy secured that.
Choppy's a shirt.
Chop, bro. He said,
like, is that worth it?
The weed? Is that worth it? Not much. Choppy took the weed. I took the bread. We went home.
And smoked some weed. Yeah. Nah, we didn't.
Kijiji gets, man. I done so many Kijiji deals by myself that I definitely shouldn't have done.
Nah, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm not even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bro, I have something I want to sell. I set it on fire, my nigga. Sell shit to the devil, nigga. I'm not, I don't want to meet with nobody.
I remember one time I sold my last iPhone, the fucking 6. Mm. And I remember this nigga, like, you know, I posted whatever he called me, you know, regular shit, banter. He's all right. He worked at, like, a dealership, like a mechanic. He was a mechanic and shit. Mm. He's like, oh, I finished work at 6:30. So just pull up to my mechanic. Mm. 6:30. So I'm like, all right, cool. I pull up. Bro, it's nighttime. This is wintertime. So it's nighttime.
Put up. As good as midnight.
Yeah, exactly. You know what time it is. It's dark. I pull up and, like, this nigga's just waiting outside the shop. Everybody went home already. Like, the shit's closed. Like, everything's closed.
Yeah, so
like,
right. Nigga, I've seen Def Jam Park from New York. I know, bro, I
fucked up still. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm here. Like, I pull up, whatever. Like, I come to my door. I wind on the window.
Flex the chest a little bit.
Yeah, of course. Like,
why? Chest up first. Chest window first.
Turn my music up a little bit.
You want the phone, right?
You know what I'm saying? So he comes and he's like, you know, he's looking at the phone. He's like, all right, cool. He gives me the phone back. He walks around to the other side of my whip. He starts opening the whip. I'm like,
free for what?
Yeah. He's like, yo, I don't have no money, man. I gotta go to ATM. Yo, you can give me a ride to ATM. I'm like,
bro. Oh, you grabbed my door first?
Bro, yeah. Yo, door, like, so I'm like, I want this bread, though, because I'm trying to buy something. You know what I'm saying? So I was trying to buy.
Or you trying to
like,
buy?
I had to move. Honestly, I was trying to buy a Nintendo Switch. I'm going to be real. Like, I had to move. Like,
you
know what I'm saying? I had to move.
Set your goals, young king.
You know what I'm saying?
Got to do what you got
to
do.
That night, it was sell the phone, go to Best Buy. Yeah, like, right after. That, so, like, I don't even want to hold the money too long. You know what I'm saying? Like,
as a matter of fact, just come with me, buy my Switch. I'll drop you off at your car with your new phone.
And I'll just give you. Yeah, so anyway, I ended up giving him a ride still. Nah, I don't.
Risky.
I don't.
That's scary.
It was risky, but you know, I just.
You
I
got the bread.
I got the bread still.
I feel that.
You know, how far is the ATM?
So he was at Queen of Airport and he wanted to go to Bramalee. That's where the ATM was. Cause I was like, I gotta go there anyways, whatever. Like,
you have to drop him back after?
No. We split ways. Okay, we dealt that in the food court and I walked to Best Buy, you know. The rest is history, you know.
You got this guy the caught the switch.
Oh, that's a good switch.
This guy caught the switch. I can respect that.
Right away, switch copped.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like I'm always in certain positions where it's like I don't want to do it. And I know it's like I would say no. And telling anyone this story, I'd be like, no. But it's just like, I just get thrown into it. I'm like, yeah, like, whatever. Yeah. Let's just go. Like, you know what I mean?
We're here now.
Yeah.
You're already touching my door handle. Yeah. Let's get it.
To I'm just impatient more times. Like, every Kijiji deal, I'll call my bro. Like, yo, can you follow me? He'll be like, all right, I'm just doing this right now, whatever. And I'm like, man, fuck that.
All right, we all good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just go out myself. That's exactly what happened. I called my bro. He's like, oh, I'm doing this. I'm here. Give me 1 second. I don't have 1 second, bro. I'm trying to get this bread right now.
There's 1 second.
Man, it's just, yo, all the deals, they're just too tense. Like, it's tricky trying to play it cool, but also play it like, yo, if this guy fucking tries to run.
Yeah, like,
I got to choke him real quick. To be ready to choke somebody and be chill at the same time is a hard thing to do.
Nah, trust me. As soon as he got in my whip, I locked that door, like, just in case. You know what I'm saying?
You locked your door?
I locked my door because, like, just in case he tried to, like, you know, I could, you know, I have a second or two.
But then you could have locked yourself and you see Menace to Society.
Yeah, I could have.
The drive through scene?
Oh, yeah.
I would have took off my seat, but I would have said, all right, come in, take off my seat first.
Yeah. Let me take my door off first.
Drive like this. You know, but actually back against the window, hands like that to the side.
So what do you say?
I just turn like this. Say, yo.
So where did you go? No funny shit.
My Kijiji, so, yo, honestly, yo, my
banker.
Luckily, my Kijiji days are behind me still.
Please, man. Yeah,
I haven't sold anything on Kijiji since.
Yeah.
Kijiji's Craigslist for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Craigslist,
oh, yeah,
Craigslist is sketchy.
Yeah,
it looks sketchy.
It's
like sketchy. The
I think
UI,
it's meant to be. Bro, what UI, Sheldon?
Yeah.
The what? Check
the UI, like the way that the user interface, the way the website looks, it just looks like, bro. How do I find things? For sure, the person that I'm buying from lives. Never mind.
Oh my god.
Quarter, but you know.
Whoa. My man having dark thoughts.
Oh, wait, what?
I don't know where he's going, but
yo,
it sounded
skip
dark.
It, bro. Move on.
What is this? I would never, I don't want to click one button.
I never went on Craigslist for that exact reason. Yeah. I'm like, bro, this looks like a fucking, like, illegal
like a
trafficking
setup.
Fucking site.
Yeah. Are, no, there's, like, prostitution and shit.
There is, right?
Yeah. Here. Yeah, yeah, like, let me search up, like, fucking.
But.
Bro, look at this. It's all blue. It's just the Craigslist CA. It looks like the fake. It looks like I'm trying to go to Craigslist, but, like. You feel me? Huh. I got the wrong ones. Like, I typed Craig wrong, like, with a K. Is this it? But fuck it, you still use it?
Nah, this
is
it, nigga.
Yeah.
Bro, I searched phone. It says, found a few local results. Star in female porn videos with an exclamation mark. I'm not even an eBay guy to package up some things and send it out. This and that. And I'm fucking talking to this guy about...
Yeah.
Bro, they just... You just meet with the scariest people.
It's true.
Like, not that they're scary themselves. Like, they're scared. So, like,
yeah,
you're asking a bunch of questions. Mm-hmm. How much? What if I do this? What does this look like? What if Do you want it or
do
not?
Do you want it or not, bro?
Because I have a guy who's willing to fucking click a button and buy this shit.
Because even with me, like, when I did my ads, I always try to put every question I think you would possibly ask on
there.
They
got some other shit.
They got some other shit, bro.
But the thing is, like, when I was always buying shit, like, okay, you got to know what type of seller you are. And what type of fucking, like, businessman you are. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
So when I was, like, going to, when I was going to, or sorry, not buyer and seller. When I was going to, like, buy, I was just strictly on some, like, these are my five questions. I got my list.
Yep.
Turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
Open this app.
Mm-hmm.
How fast does it die? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on, like, what I'm buying the shit. Like, I'll tell the nigga, yo, you go ride it out. See, like, what it is. Like, ride around the block or whatever if I'm buying a bike.
But I'm on the pegs. I'm on the pegs.
Yeah.
I'm not going nowhere. Where my fucking, I got you in a chokehold. So y'all tighten up if you take a wrong turn.
I remember when we started buying whips off Kijiji, and I'm just like, bro, this can go left so bad because it's just like you're paying a lot of bread. Like, it was
right,
always
my
weird.
Nigga,
it could go right. Yeah.
And then, but you know the ones, the niggas that like they're forceful. You know what I mean? Like, I remember one time my boy's buying a whip. He crashed. He's trying to buy like just a beater till the summer. He's like, I'm not gonna buy nothing sick right now. I'm just buy a beater for the winter.
Oh,
whatever.
My Lord.
So this guy pulls up with like a 98 Honda or whatever, and he comes. Let me tell you how fucking confident these niggas are, bro. He comes, whatever, and you know we take it for a test drive. I'm in the back seat. My boy's driving, whatever. He's like, oh yeah, the e-brake doesn't work, but you don't even really need that. You don't even need that.
My Lord.
So I'm like, okay, like we know it's a beater, but you know what I'm saying? So. We go, does a test drive. I'm not really talking too much because it's not me buying, right? It's my nigga. So I'm just trying to like, he's there. He's like, all right, I think I'm going to take it. So I'm like, I think I'll take it, eh? After the test drive we just had, whatever. So he's like, oh, I need a pen. So I go into the house to get a pen. And while I'm in the house, I'm like, yo, I have to stop my nigga from buying this whip. Like, I have to say something. So I'm like, bro, so I come with the pen in my hand, like, you know, like, like one of these.
So
like,
I have the pen,
but I have some things I want to
thoughts
say.
As well.
You know what I'm saying?
Before I pass this over, I want to pass some knowledge.
Yeah. So I tell them, like, yeah, I don't think this is a good buy. Like, personally, I'm talking to my nigga, da, da, da. This is why I don't think it's a good buy.
You said it in front of the seller?
Yeah, in front of the seller.
Some
so he
bullshit.
Goes, trust me, bro.
That's some G shit.
You know what I mean? So he's like, yeah, but the thing is, like, yo, honestly, like, I have to go to work and my boy's coming to pick me up right now. I was pretty sure you're going to cop it. So, like, I wasn't even trying to take this home.
I got nothing to do with it. I haven't heard one word. In your sentence of eight words, I've heard zero. Because I don't know what that means.
I'm standing there looking at this nigga like...
Okay, so don't buy this shit.
Yeah,
dude.
Like, it's not going to happen, bro. I don't have nowhere to park it still. Like, I thought you were going to buy it. Like, I gave away the parking spot. Da-da-da.
You need to manage your expectations,
bro.
And plan for something else that might happen.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. But yeah, the man had to drive that to work, I guess.
Let me see if I'm parking.
Yeah, yeah.
Some say to this day, still looking for parking.
Let me tell you something, man. My worst Kijiji deal wasn't even mine.
I'm trying to remember.
I got a phone call from Ryan one day.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He said,
what the Bro, how do we not? Okay, go.
He said, yo, Trey, what he saying today? I need a ride. So I'm just like, all right, where do you want to go? Like, what's popping?
Okay, this is Ryan.
My brother.
Yeah. Yes.
So where you want to go? What's popping? He's just like, yo, like, honestly, I'm looking to buy a new car. I'm just like, oh, shit, like a new car. And I, this is the same time I had my G35.
I hear Ryan's voice.
Yeah. I had my G35. Ryan has had his G35.
Right.
So we're G35 boys.
Ooh. Yeah, already. Let's get a few. Birdman.
This guy had neon lights on his car.
Yeah.
But when you, I was
is
like,
this Tokyo?
What did you? Ordering shit online at the time, bro, was so like just out of this world. It didn't even make sense. But this nigga just said, yo,
figured it out.
Yeah, he got it. This under his car was glowing blue and red.
Holy.
The G35 was so incredibly fast that my dad was like, yo, he didn't want me getting it. He's just like, yo, you got to understand, this car's fast, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah. Right. Ryan put a fucking chip in it. My dad was so mad. A chip to add a speed.
Oh, okay. Like a turbo.
It just unlocked like what the car can really do.
Oh.
So like Infiniti says, yo, this car, they program it, this car cannot go above this.
Yeah.
And then the chip says, what program?
It's exactly what the chip did.
Delete.
My dad comes home furious.
Oh, fuck.
This fucking guy is Ryan, man. He just, wait, where are you going so fast?
So I'm like, dad, I'm on a project to work.
Like an Italian nigga.
Yeah, where bro. Going? It was a question I really wanted to know, but at the same time, he showed me the chip.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, gotta move.
It worked.
This nigga was just always doing shit to his G35. Yeah. He was always doing shit to his cars. He always had new plans. He hits me up. He's like, yo, what are you saying? I want to go buy this new car. Can you give me a ride?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, cool. Where is it? It was all the way in Scarborough. So we're deep. He drops the fucking
on the way there.
He drops I think yeah on the way there he drops the bar of just you know Sun Link. Just don't tell dad. I'm like oh my god, fuck, I'm fucked.
So what is this?
I'm fucked.
Man,
when you're older, bro,
sworn in right there. Yeah,
yo, don't show dad. That's all I needed to hear.
Wait, what are we getting into?
Guys, buying a Mustang was a lot cheaper, so he's going to flip his whip, save some bread. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Okay.
I parked the car, and where the guy's driveway was where we were buying it, we went straight to his house, and his driveway was just so long to the point where that was the only thing that caught my attention when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
We pull up. Ryan sees the car. He gets a little excited. Oh, fuck, it's right there. I'm like, okay. I pull up. I park.
Got out the cars. You're still driving.
Doors open. Yeah, your seatbelt's on. He gets out the car. So I just park right there. Kind of like right in front of the driveway, but not like across the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Driveway's mad long. It's the only thing I notice. Wherever my hands are in my pocket. I'm just, you know what I mean? It's a don't tell dad thing. So I'd just rather not know nothing. I'd rather just know, like, I took you somewhere. I don't know where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
He gets in the car, they start talking or whatever, and he's just like, yeah, all right, let's just take this for a spin. The guy's like, all right, I'm gonna back this out. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. We're sitting there talking around. I'm like, yo, like, how do you like the car? Sick car, you like it? Cool. That's all that matters. You're happy? Cool. It's like, yeah, like it's gonna be sick, it's stick. I'm like, yeah, sick. Wheels are shiny. Starts backing up.
At least
up.
The wheels are shiny.
Yeah, starts backing along this long ass driveway. Me and Ryan are in the grass, just hands in the pocket, just watching it and just going by. You know when a car like hits a fast sound when it's like reverses?
Go like,
you know, like, you know what's I'm like,
it's a fast. Shouldn't reach like, that. It shouldn't ever get there. You're backing up too fast.
But this nigga's trying to show off because he's trying to sell the car, trying to show it, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, you don't have to do this. Man. So he's backing up and halfway out the driveway, I'm just like to Ryan, like, yo, you think he knows my car's there? And Ryan's just like, yeah, you're good. I'm like, yo, Ryan, I don't know. He's kind of going pretty fast. I don't think he sees it. He's not cutting the wheel yet.
No.
Yo, you're good, man. Trust me. Boom.
Oh.
My car, literally, he pins my car up. It's lifting up.
I didn't know. I was there that day.
Bro, my car was up.
No way.
And I just heard a crunch and I heard the Mustang, like, he revs it and again, still trying to show off, revs it and then, like, charges back into the driveway. And I was just there, like, fuck, I didn't want to come here. And then Ryan, just out of nowhere, just this is what blew my mind the most. When'd you park it there?
I'm like,
No, hold on.
You're not going to blame the guy that drove you fucking 3 hours to Scarborough.
No. I just saw my whip lift up. Someone draped up my whip like this. I'm standing there in the grass, my hands in my pocket. I'm like, bro, no way.
He had a kilometer of driveway to tell that there's a car behind.
Bro, the driveway was so fucking long. It was so long. And first, when I first pulled up, that was the first thing. I'm like, oh, that's a long driveway.
Yeah.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Damn. Straight into the whip.
Bro, that's... Bro, what do you... That's such a fucked up situation.
We bought the car. It was nice. You took it.
And what happened? It went... No. Was it a reduced price, right?
Mm-mm. The Mustang was fine. My car took the damage.
Shit, did he? Mm-hmm. You covered that?
But I had to go back to Scarborough. Then it was like...
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
It was a boys link, but I still couldn't show my dad. So, like, I don't think my dad even knew. Like, we just kind of hit it. And then, like, I had to go to Scarborough the next day. And I'm like, bro, now Jesus. I got to come up here. Then I was trying to tell him, like, bro, swing some extra loot for me. Like, I'll go get it done in Brampton. I don't want to come back out here. He's like, no, like, my boy owns a car shop out here. He'll fix it for free. I'm like, bro, I'm not with this boy
shit.
Like,
yeah, I hate the boy
I went there.
Shit,
his boy was just on some fuckery, bro. I'm like, oh my god. Shit,
I remember something from that story that you didn't mention. So it was around 2012. We're shooting sketches. We just shot the sketch where Trevon was a priest. Oh. A bald priest.
Oh, fuck.
Wearing a bald cap. And he wasn't bald. So again, he was wearing a bald cap. And then he left to get the car right after the sketch. So he didn't take the bald cap off.
Oh my god.
So this guy's yelling at this guy sweating in a fucking bald cap.
Fucking heads coming off. I totally forgot about that. I was in a fucking bald cap for the priest. I think it was the Jamaican exorcist
Man, speaking of niggas showing off in whips, y'all be playing it chill when you're in a car scared of someone who's driving?
Nah.
You don't be playing it chill?
Nah.
I like that. I can respect that a lot, actually. Nah.
Nope. Because, bro, there's no separation. You know what I mean?
This is my life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, bro, I can't. You're not going to just crash. We're all going to crash.
I'm not going to let you do that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, nah, be like, yo, chill. Slow down. Like, yo, where are you going? Like, what's the rush?
Yeah, bro. And it's like, just, it's the worst when you know they're showing off. I'm like, yo, I've seen you drive away and shit, and you don't do this. You don't.
Play me a sick track.
I don't need
if you want to show off.
This is not impressive, nigga. This is actually, you're losing points.
Yeah, facts.
Bro, the thing is, though, like, this again, it's that I'm stuck in that position where it's just like, I don't really want to say something and like be that guy.
Nah, bro.
But there's been times where like, I'm at a light.
You're going to see it on my face. You're going to hear it.
But they're not looking at my face. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
You're going to see
some crazy shit happened. Yes. Remember when Kevin made that turn? And we're all just like, yo, like, we don't know if we should say something. Yet. He didn't make the turn yet.
The silence said it all.
So we're just like, I've driven with Kevin once.
Bro, nothing but the music playing and just cars zooming past us. And I'm just like, yo, like, I'm just trying to listen to see if he's pressing on the gas a little bit.
I should be mad
like,
at you, to be honest, because it was after a B&R shift and you sent me in Kevin's whip. Like, because you didn't want to give me a ride home.
I did.
And I'm thinking, okay, cool, because Kevin's
You guys live
close.
The same way.
Yeah. Whew. I was one of them ones. Still.
Yo, you said something that
I never said nothing.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I never said nothing.
So there's gonna be certain times where you can't say anything, but they're
almost slamming to shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. All the sweat's coming out my body right now.
Like, I was younger though. I was younger though.
But you know that your actions and you moving like scared driver is going to panic them even more to even drive.
If they can't drive. There's some niggas who can drive, but they're just doing too much extra shit. Yeah. It's like, you don't need that.
The only time I do extra shit is when I'm angry.
Yeah.
I'd be chilling on
when
that
I'm angry,
too.
I do some extra shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like fucking
100 mile per hour turns, bro,
like, shit where I'm like, yo, like
my car should have flipped over three times. Like,
yeah, okay, yo, you get through it and you're like,
upside down.
Yeah, I should have done that. Like,
mm-hmm. Four wheels should be in the sky. Man.
Like I'm on the highway, like yo, I'm the only one not in traffic. You know?
Shadeem does too much. Shadeem has driven cool many times. I'm like, yo, you're a great guy. I'm already chilling with you. I didn't even know you drove.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do this, my man.
Yeah, there's been some
scary
times,
things,
like,
and you know the people that like drive up close to the bumpers before they switch lanes.
Oh my god!
So they literally have, if the guy in front of you taps on his brake,
yeah,
it's it. If he puts a feather on his brake,
if he decides I'm going too fast at this moment, I would like to slow down. Hey, I decide that right sometimes. Now. I'm driving. I'm like, well, I'm going kind of fast. Let me chill out.
You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, though, like
no thing is.
No thing is.
I don't understand this reclined driving thing either. All the way in the we're driving to the beach one time, and then Ryan, who has a 5-seater, no, he had a 4-seater at the time. And then my dad's like, or someone must have asked you, how many seats do you have in your car? This guy said, oh, 3. Because the one behind me doesn't count. As for old basketball shorts and
groceries.
Remains
like groceries
and McDonald's bags.
That's
funny.
Bro, what's this for? Like,
yo,
bro, what are you doing?
Bro, to this day,
I can't.
Bro, I can't do a podcast. Like, I guess this is pretty comfortable. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
I can't leave.
Well, first of all, I've only, because when I was, before I started driving, I always wondered, like, how will I see over the steering wheel? Like, how will I?
Yo, that's it? Especially like this.
You know what I mean? So if they're all the way back here, like, bro, you're not seeing nothing, bro. Mm-hmm. For babies.
Yo, that's a baby driving POV.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not a guy that gets in too many cars either.
I feel you.
That's the thing. I don't get into too many cars, but it's just like when I do, it's like, I don't know. I feel like they know it's special because I'm never just not driving. And sometimes when someone says, like, yo, I'll just drive, I'm all right.
I'll drive. Yeah.
Especially downtown, bro. Downtown is so different.
It's a different world.
Just like,
yo, I love it, though.
You like it now,
right? Once you get used to it,
it's like, it's Fatana didn't like it. And I was just like, I'm like, yo, trust me, once you get used to it, you just keep more eyes on the road and shit. And it's just like, you have to be aware, but like, driving fast and
nigga,
like,
if you don't know how to switch lanes, you'll learn.
You gotta get it, bro. Like I have a couple of friends like that don't like driving. I only driving that town, bro. You're never gonna like it till you do it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly. Gotta, I like it.
Man, like,
I mean, you might fucking hate it after still, but
yeah. But at least you'll be able to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love whipping it down here, yo. I love getting around shit that people are like, it's like a long line of cars in front of me, and I love just getting
you
around.
See right here,
dumbass niggas.
You know what I'm saying? You get pulled over after.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dumbass nigga.
Yeah. I've never been pulled over actually though.
Ever downtown?
Ever in life.
I think I got pulled over.
I got pulled over a couple
twice.
Times.
Never been pulled. Almost did today though. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, you're telling me really?
Bro, yeah. I drove past like I was coming off the highway. I drove past like all these feds on bikes. Man, this nigga put me on their mind. I still. All these feds on bikes, right? Man. So I drove past them. Obviously, I put my phone down when I drove past them, right? But I drove past them and I was at the light. And I took my phone out. I was just changing the song. I changed the song. One of them rode past me. I seen the one I put the phone down quick. But before I could put the phone down, another one seen me. Bro, my boy said he stopped the bike. He, you know what I'm saying? Went on his legs.
Not the legs.
Put the window down. I don't know. Do you want to get a ticket? I'm like, fuck. I'm like, no. He's like, how dumb can you be? You just drove past police officer. I felt dumb as fuck. He's like, then he just drove away after that. But
man, fuck that, bro. Yeah. I be getting past a lot of y'all dumbass niggas. So who's dumber? Bro, most of the time this shit works.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You know what I'm saying? So
how fucking scary is it to have like to pass a cop and then just drive thinking like, yo,
I'm good.
Did that nigga see me?
Oh.
Did that nigga?
That's when you just like all manners, like
yeah,
posture straight.
Yeah.
And then he hits a U-turn?
I done been in the whip. I done been in the whip when the U-turn happens. Yeah, that sucks.
Oh man, yeah.
The Yui is the worst, bro.
Man, when a cop buses a Yui, it's just scary. It's just like, yo, where you going?
Yeah,
for what? Nah, where you going with that? What made you make
but
that?
But then I done been in the whip when they bust a Yui and they run my shit and I'm all legit. Bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Do another Yui.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
My shit's legit. It expires tomorrow, nigga.
Yo, some days they be catching you when the sticker expires and it's just like, yo, fuck. Yeah. Like tomorrow. You just ask stupid. Oh, is
it what?
July is
fuck. Oh my God. No. It's 2020.
Fuck. Okay, I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, I'll get it to tomorrow. It's like, all right, tomorrow, the same nigga catches you and shit.
In case you didn't know, though, you don't have to renew your stickers right now. All that shit.
Yeah.
Until further notice. Because
of the Miss Rona?
Yeah, because of Rona and everything. You don't have to renew nothing. No health card, no license mm-hmm. plate, no sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
silver lining shit.
Silver lining shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit is such a fucking skill. What am I updating? What am I?
It's expensive
it's
too,
me.
Bro.
It's me. It's the same guy.
It's the same card. Why are you?
You're literally charging the same card every year, nigga.
Yeah. Literally, bro. It's like a bill something.
Keep
bro.
Me on file, man. I don't want to keep fucking coming out my crib to go line up. And I'm pretty sure you guys know we have something here called Service Ontario, and that's where we go there.
It's the DMV.
DMV, yeah. That's what they call it?
Well,
yeah,
no, I mean, that's what their shit is.
In America.
It's a similar thing.
Yeah. Well, all right. So that's what I'm talking about, right? Service Ontario here is just like, it's just boring. It's just old people coughing and shit. Hot. Is it not old niggas coughing?
There's a lot of coughs from
them
old niggas
always be getting the license revoked this shit because they just be
coughing too much.
Oh my God, man.
Like coughing license on deck.
I feel like when you hit a certain age, you should have to like constantly do like driver's tests.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know what I'm saying?
That too.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, bro, there's just some people on the road that should not be on the road.
Yeah. But bro, it's just like, you go in there, and I remember we were talking about this when I'm like, yo, I went to go get my license, but I went far out. So instead of going to Brampton, I went to like Pass Orange. I went like fucking, bro, it was the last day I had to get it. I just slipped and went right by. And I was probably like,
it's because you had a car. That's why.
Yeah.
Yo,
probably like 2 hours.
Yo, that's real. That's what happened to me too.
Yeah, that's because you have a car.
I felt privileged.
I'm like, bro, I have it.
I'm living.
What the fuck am I up there for what?
Mm-hmm.
I drove about like 2 hours to go get my license and like do this test. And I remember I got there and then they were just like, oh, if you fail this, because it was the last day, it's like if you fail this.
Taking your whip.
You have to find another way home.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm like, bro. Who are you? You guys
are not going to take it from me. I just get out the car.
And I just leave the keys here and just like, go, bro, my whip is coming home. Bro.
Regardless of what happens during this test.
Yeah.
Me getting a ticket got nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm. I'll process the news you give me at home.
Yeah.
I'm going to get home first. But I passed the test, man. Flying colors, man.
Put that. I remember like before I got my license and shit, people would be like, oh, you're going to hate it. Like, I still fuck with it.
Driving,
man.
Not that many people has bothered me to go places anymore, though. You know, before it was like more, yo, take me here, take me there. I was like duties as a driver.
Right. Okay, true.
Now it's just all you.
It's me. It's wherever I want to go. I always love driving, but it's just like when I'm like my own time. Like when Tisha want to go somewhere, I'm just like, fuck. Like I'm in the mood. Like you know what I'm saying.
I'm dropping off to whack shit, whack ass movies, and whack ass. Where you gonna go to mom buy a whack ass baby shirt?
Pick you up. It's a whack ass pickup.
Yeah,
you and your whack ass friends, niggas.
Oh my god, picking up Tisha's whack ass friends was just so
you can play
like
whack ass music.
Oh my god, then you complain about my music and then your whack ass friends. What song is this? You don't know about this gangster shit.
You don't know about this. You even know what a loaded baked potato is?
I have no clue what a loaded baked potato is, man. They be in the back listening to fucking Kerry Washington, nigga. You don't listen to that, man. There's some beef going on in the city with food places.
Oh, really?
I found this one joint, right? I'm always just, you know what I'm saying, looking for new places to go to and eat at or whatever. You know what I mean? You get tired of eating the same shit,
man. It's so fun.
It's so fun.
I just want to do it.
And when
I'm bored. All right, let's
I'm eat. Very hungry right now. I'll say that.
But when you find that lick and like you find that spot of just like, again, you taste some shit and me, the first thing that comes up in mind is like, yo, okay, who can I show this to? Who's going to enjoy this as much as me, right? Mm-hmm. Burgers, all my niggas like burgers. I'm just like, yo, you know what I mean?
You find a low-key spot, it's like, you want to whisper? It's like, yo, sir, what's that? How many people come here?
Do anyone, what you guys, you guys just opened? How long are you here? So I found a spot, and I found two spots, right? Yeah. I didn't even want to say any names, but I found one spot as a smash burger joint. Found it probably last summer, and then I found another one.
Man.
That's like a pop-up.
Man.
So fucking naughty.
Really?
So naughty. We going there after.
Okay, okay.
Are we going there? I heard okay. your stomach complaints.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So you could slap me in my face. Give me that burger right after.
Fine.
I see past a slap.
Yo, Shells, I promise you. First off, both spots delicious. Both spots delicious. I'm pretty sure I brought you to the other one, but if you don't remember, we'll go there.
Starts with the R?
The other one. No, no, not that one. That one. Rudy's is good too. Shout out Rudy's. Okay. Shout out Rudy's, man. Rudy. Yo, and this is the thing, man. This is the thing. I'm not gonna take forever to get into this, but like, yo, you gotta support your local, especially in this time. You gotta support local restaurants. You gotta support local families and and everyone that's, you know what I mean, owning their business, because it's a lot to do. It's a lot of.
First off, rent.
Yeah, rent. Rent is a lot of things holding a lot of people back from doing things. There's some people holding back from starting a fucking IG account of doing something to
a free IG account.
You know what I'm saying? So someone putting like taking that step and taking that risk to like try and run a business and shit. When you see good food, support it. You know what I'm saying?
And this kid's at home saying, "Daddy has business," and you gotta lie to your kid.
Yeah.
And say it's all good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then that kid has to go sell shit on Kijiji. And you see how this works now? Then that kid's in a ball cap getting his car crashed. You see where I'm going with this?
It's a circle of life,
man.
I'm trying to show y'all, nigga, man.
So I it's important to support your businesses, especially if you like them. Unless they ain't finished with the spot yet. You do know what I'm saying? You know how many slime bag people fucking message me saying like, "Yo, just expose the spot. I won't tell anyone."
Yo, yeah,
that's the slimiest.
Cap. Anyways,
you're trying to make me go against my own word. Yeah. But anyways, man, let's
I ain't
go.
Done with it. Anyways. I went to both burger spots. They're both nice. Mm-hmm. I talked to one because I mentioned them on a story. It was fire. I mentioned them. Then I went to this next one a year later or whatever. It's not too long ago now during quarantine. They popped up. New spot. They're kind of like partnering with a thing. They're called Happy Burger, right? Shout out Happy Burger. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So, I'll be happy as fuck in that bitch. Just happy. I place the order happy.
Stupid. I remember I saw the IG page once and then they're just on the eats. So I'm just like, oh, it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
It's going down. Sheldon, Sebastian.
These waffle fries.
Gotta exhale, you know?
I want to stand up and do a fucking backflip right now.
I'm
not sure if I'll stick it, so I'm going to pass on that. I'm fighting
Cajun?
It right now. Oh, man.
Cajun French fries.
Cajun anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bro, the chicken burger is ridiculous. The beef burger is ridiculous.
Whew.
The bun, you got it. Yo, a burger is important, man, and you got to use the right toppings. That bun is so soft. The burger is fucking phenomenal. The chicken burger is crazy. I posted it on my story. Where I'm going with this whole thing is...
Getting me one.
The next company saw me post Happy Burger. These motherfuckers sent me an eye rolling emoji. And I'm just like, yo.
Who was it? You really don't want to expose the place?
It was Cabanos. Cabanos is good too, though.
I haven't been there.
I'm pretty sure I brought you there because I went there like 3-4 times.
How you spell the shit for us?
Cabanos. It's Cabanos Burgers. But they sent me a fucking eye rolling emoji. And I'm like, bro, what's up with y'all niggas? Like, you know what's love over
man,
there. Like,
nigga, the hate of the week. Sucker shit, man.
That's some whole shit right there, Cabanos.
The hate of the week going, you know what I'm saying? They gonna hate when they see you support somebody else. It's not them, nigga.
And there ain't nothing to it. Worry about your burger.
Stand by your product and just know that, yo, you know what I'm saying? My shit good and that's it. End of story. Yo. That's it. Speaking of eats, you know, sometimes you get on the Uber Eats. And you know,
speaking of Uber Eats,
you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the shit gets dropped off in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes on the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the bike is more environmentally friendly. You know what I'm saying? You want to do your part and save the earth.
I know where this
You know what I'm saying? But I want my sandwich to be hot.
Yeah.
I didn't click that box. When it said, do you want your food to be as hot as possible? Or soggy and old? I would not click the soggy and old button.
9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10, I'll not click that button. Bro. Unless this nigga, because yo, I be seeing these guys goofing off in the streets. I be driving, minding my own business, and I see somebody else on a delivery, delivering food to someone else, and then you're not standing up on your bike hauling ass, my nigga. Bro, this is like, yo, this is.
You're out for a fucking Sunday stroll, nigga.
What's up with that?
Look, why are you walking?
Then it goes even further.
Why are you walking?
They introduced the walking feature. I'm like, nah. Or else I should have just fucking went and got it.
I'll get it. I'll go.
I want it fast. That's why I called you guys.
Bro, if you want it, okay.
Can you not decide? Uber. You don't want it?
No, Sheldon.
It just says, okay.
No, you cannot.
You know what? A guy is coming and his name is Aaron and he's walking.
And
he has one leg in a fucking wheel.
But before he even gets to you, he's making a stop.
Why? Oh, picking up someone else's. Okay.
Dropping off someone else's order before getting to my
crib.
Yo,
my name says Jermaine. It doesn't say someone else, my nigga.
Let me tell you something, though. The first time I ordered Happy Burger, it was that case. This nigga dropped something else off before it came here. This shit was still that good. I don't know how. My fry box was soggy and wet.
Wow.
The fries?
Crunchy and Cajun.
Fuck, bro.
Bro, if you're on a bite, you got 5 minutes. Hurry up. Let's get it.
You know
I want a hot fucking burger right now.
Yes.
You ever whip your bike so fast?
Yes.
You're just like, you're like on the handlebars.
Mm-hmm.
You're off the scene on the handlebars. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I need.
You might as well have a unicycle, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Take off your seat. They put it in your backpack. You don't need it. Nigga, hurry up. Let's get it.
Don't worry
I like
about
those guys.
Seat.
When I see those guys hustling, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Out the way.
Oh my God.
I see this guy, bro. You have to be dripping sweat by the time you get to my door.
I put in an order. Some guy picks up my order. It says he's on a bike. I'm like, oh, fucking great. So far. Yo, 20 minutes. I'm like, bro, that was longer than the whole fucking
bro,
wait
where's
time.
The
like,
why button? Where's bro, the, why are you on a bike?
Why am I doing this?
Yo, he's bring my shit back.
Yo, put it in a car.
In a car, please.
I was so fucking cheese, bro, because he was far, and I just knew. I'm like, all right, I preheated my oven. I'm pretty sure. I'm like, this guy's like going to take forever.
Don't even pull up.
And this guy, okay, whatever. So shit goes on. He says he's picking up my order. He picks my order. I'm just fucking upset. I just lock my phone and just throw it down.
Whew.
I kid you not.
Oh,
that
no.
Nigga got to my crib in 5 minutes. I'm like, this nigga wasn't on no bike. Whoa. Like,
I think he had on his bike. Profile.
Oh, hold on. It gets crazier. Said he was on a bike. One, the nigga was not on a bike. Two, it wasn't even the nigga.
Okay.
Did I question anything?
Sorry, do you have my food?
My food.
Oh, that's my
hot.
I'm gonna fuck what you doing. So good.
Thank you for taking this natural from this.
Thank you.
So do you think that there are different cuts depending on, like, you get paid more if you're on the bike or something like that? So niggas flexing their accounts as like bike accounts, but they're really in whips to get more money or something?
Maybe.
Is that a conspiracy or maybe?
Maybe.
Because why would you, unless that day you just decided
because
to,
I guess it's be more work, right? On a bike.
There's days they've pulled up in a whip. I'm like, there's no way a bike is going this fast. Mm-hmm. There's no way a bike is going this fast. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're on the little moped, sometimes they're on the energy bikes or whatever.
Yeah.
But this nigga, and he wasn't even matching. And I'm like, bro, who are you?
This can't even be your mom or something, nigga, because you're black and the girl's Asian in the thing.
Who are you? Enjoy the meal. Fuck it.
That's all I gotta worry about.
Whatever.
I can respect that.
I do some crazy things on Uber to just complain about everything. And sometimes I write on the notes, like telling my delivery guy, yo, ask for a sweet and sour sauce. Like, yo, if you do that, that's what gets you the tip in my books. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta put it out there sometimes. Like, yo, you don't have to. Like, it's not a requirement, but like,
you probably get a tip that way
and some respect points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to be driving. I'm like, okay, you know, it's a lot of work. And then,
I do it anyways.
I'm not going to get into it.
But bro, not when you ordered a pizza and then this guy's on a bike still.
But
I know you're not biking like this.
No, I got
the pizza should be stored flat.
Got the thing on the back. No, the back.
Yeah, and like, I remember I ordered a pizza in Australia off Uber Eats. And then.
Don't tell me it's flat.
Bro, this guy takes on my fucking pizza like a book. I just back from my, yo, why is my pizza sideways,
oh
nigga?
Oh my God. Yeah, you told me.
A fucking book?
She was
this
like,
guy took it, I'm like, oh, this guy is serving me an encyclopedia real quick. Oh, it's my pizza.
Oh my
yo,
God.
Yo, pizza though?
Who?
Delicious.
Who?
My pizza was delicious. Pizza got,
oh, yeah.
Some tandoori situation. Oh man.
Yeah, we gotta move off this because I'm really
sorry. Bro, I can talk about the food, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Man, is it just me or y'all niggas be taking 7 days to respond to some shit sometimes?
I'm just gonna shut up. I have literally 3 texts in my text right now that I said, yo, I apologize to J Scale. He hit me up about like 3 days ago saying like, yo, can you send this? And I didn't respond. Then he's like, yo, I'm coming to your crib now. I'm like, bro, I didn't even see this shit. Like, sorry, I just left it. It's just been crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's been like that for a while. And I just...
But sometimes I do see it and shit is not crazy. It just takes 7 days. Just, I don't know what to tell you.
It's just right now is a bad time for me to receive this text and I just forget to receive it later.
Mm. And I don't really forget because I remember and it's like on my mind. It's just, I don't feel like doing it. Like, is that bad? Is that like, could we, because
honestly, I think,
because it was normal for back then to like, I don't feel like coming to my door because like, look, you know, we don't have phones. You come to my house. I don't feel like talking to you. I stay, you know what I'm saying? You have your space.
I think there is a pressure that we've created surrounding text messages.
And
it's like,
that.
Look, if you send me a text message, I'm not responsible or I'm not obligated to respond to the text. I'm just not.
Because then you're holding me hostage. Wait, you send me a message whenever you want and then you expect me to drop whatever I'm doing
in that
whenever
moment.
You want to respond to you. Nope. And you have a fucking typo. I didn't know you're asking me right now.
Yep.
No, and they're going to send a question mark. I meant to send me the question marks, nigga, because I don't know what the fuck that means.
I used to feel bad when I don't respond to people like in a timely manner.
I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I signed out.
If you get mad, I'm literally just going to say, look, I was doing shit.
Yeah. Manage your expectations.
Yeah.
There's literally, no.
And then niggas get mad at me and I say, like, I was doing the most important shit and now you feel dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. I didn't even got to say what I was doing. I'm just, here's the response. Mm-hmm. It's here now.
But I don't know.
If you get mad at me, that's a guarantee that it'll take another 7 days.
Yeah. What makes people think that way of like, yo, you got to respond right now?
Because there's instant gratification with everything we do.
I'll throw myself in that and say, like, I guess it's me and how I've acted up to that point. Like, I've instantly, you know, I've kind of set up a narrative and an expectation that I respond fast. Mm-hmm. But still, no.
Yeah. You know? But I feel like I hold that to, like, certain people. Like, Julian, like, I pressed Julian a couple times before. I'm like, bro, like, you seen my fucking...
Yeah.
You seen my text. Like, it's funny,
I got a text from Julian today like that.
What, same response as text?
Bro, nah, he was like, what did he say? Where is it? He's like, I didn't even see this.
Yo, he be missing it.
And I texted him Monday, May 18th.
Bro,
yo, I didn't even see this.
It gets like that.
I forgot I sent that shit.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. You literally don't have to see it, bro. Like, I forgot I sent it. So.
Nah, it gets like that. But, yo, you know, at the end of the day, like, yo, we have some serious problems, man, that we don't see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it just be like, because, yeah, I honestly have like 60 texts unread.
Is that a problem? Or what? You're texting me too much, maybe.
Yeah. I'm just in my zone.
Maybe you're texting me way too
much. Try DM me or something. You know, somewhere it's, you know, you don't expect someone to respond to a DM right away. You know what I mean? So try DMing me.
Oh, maybe. DMs, man. Fuck it. You're 3 years maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 3 years maybe. Bro.
Yeah.
When you have like a lot of them, it's like.
And if you're DMing me, like, choose your first 5 words
carefully
because I see the preview.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like a favor.
Yeah.
4 years.
Oh, man.
4 years. Hey, can you do.
It's always when you have a favor, bro. It, and it's just like, yo.
Didn't see it.
Man.
Start off with a compliment. Boom, I open it. Yeah. You catch me. Oh, shit.
I be fucking niggas up, though. I like double send. I like, when I know, like, I'll send a DM what I want, and then I'll literally send like a period. So all you see is a period for the preview.
Mm-hmm. That's a clever tactic.
I had a conversation going on, and I was listening to some like old school music, and I was just like, yo, okay, down the line, let's just say 40 years, 50 years, however long you want to say, you have kids, you're with wifey, you're in the living room, you own that house, everything's beautiful in life.
Mm-hmm. Fucking right, we own that shit. Yeah.
It's a Friday night. You just having wine. You just finished cooking dinner. Your kids are up. Everything is good.
Oh, they're awake still?
They about to go to sleep though.
Oh, yes.
Okay. you and wifey there, and you guys are in the living room, and you want to put on some music to kind of show the kids that like what you used to listen to here.
Okay.
So what are maybe like 3 or just a couple songs that come to your mind that'll forever be timeless or that just sound timeless to you like right now? I can give you some because I have some on the top because I know it's a question you may want to think about.
I mean, I got one.
What's one that comes to mind that you heard and you're just like, yo, this just, it just sounds like it'll never go away?
Oh, fuck. I mean, it's a deep cut. So, like, most people don't know it, but probably NERD provider.
That's a deep one.
Incredible.
Yeah. What's something more like this time? Let's say 2018-ish. 2015, 2016.
When did Wu-Tang Forever come out?
Yeah, that's like 2016, that's right?
Spun.
Wu-Tang Forever?
Yeah.
Oh, by Drake. Yeah. Sorry, fuck.
2016, 2015, I was saying.
Okay.
Something like that. 13.
Yeah.
Like Redbone, Childish Gambino was in there for me.
Oh, yeah.
Feel No Ways, Bond Views with Drake. That song is just, it's just so like California. I'm free. Like,
I feel Miami when I hear that for some reason.
Mm.
Yes, I feel like I'm on a Maui highway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a Miami highway.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've been listening to the Bryson Tiller album a lot. Trap Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Exchange is crazy.
Yo, there's some good love songs on there.
I'll play Exchange.
Yeah. I feel like Daniel Caesar's music is going to really, really age well.
Get You is still like incredible, bro.
That's
Everybody wants to close their eyes and sing the fucking the Who part.
Yeah.
Is it Guyvan or Given? Givion.
I think it's Givion.
Givion, right?
You never know nowadays.
I never heard his music but I heard good things about him.
His bro, you know those words, like... that you just, those words and names that you always see printed out, but you've never exactly...
Yeah,
you never had to say it ever.
Yeah,
then it comes to the time where you're trying to, like, you're telling the stories like that guy, you know. Javion.
Yeah.
Javion.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, someone said DVSN to me today, actually.
DVSN. Oh, I've heard it all.
But it's Division.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
Oh. Man, even as 4IE shit, niggas, free?
Free.
I'm like, bro, is it, am I very advanced or is it, I just choose the hardest fucking name ever? Is it Fourier?
Fourier.
I see an abbreviation when I see it.
Yeah, I see
it,
yeah.
Because part of the reason we shortened it down was because we had 4YAL ENT, 4YAL Entertainment, but even when it's 4YAL ENT, it was like, was it for Yalent?
For Yalent.
The East Capital is a separate, it's a new word, nigga.
Oh my God, that's...
That's what, but shout out to them, because that's what made us like change the name and kind of like rebrand and
still do all that.
They still don't know what to say. Now it's
syllable.
Fuck you,
okay.
Now it's fuck off. Now it's,
I did my part.
But,
I had
a couple songs. I was like, yo, this song kind of sticks, and I want to know what y'all's is in the comments. So drop down below.
Yeah.
Just some timeless records that maybe dropped around our time, or it could be a little older, whatever. Just timeless to you that you could listen to in the future, years from now, and say like, "Yo, fuck, remember when this
it's
dropped?"
It's gonna be interesting, man. It's gonna be interesting, crazy. When I, you know, because even now, my little sister, she just turned 18, and she's like, I think she's going through her old school phase right now.
Mm-hmm.
So she's listening to like a lot of old school R&B. Like this morning, I heard her listening to fucking Lloyd. She's 5'2".
Mm-hmm. Man, it's crazy that you said that's awesome.
And it's just like, yeah, I know, but like
that just came out for me.
Yeah.
It just dropped.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's crazy, like, you know, just when we get older, like what's
going to be considered? You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I mean, I think it's different. It's just going to be different. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like a sound that you can like categorize as like, oh, this is like a classic sound. It's just what it was at the time.
Oh my God.
How it impacted us. And yeah.
Yeah, I always thought like older music, like, you know, like 90s music has a feel for you.
Yeah.
I always thought that, oh, eventually as time goes on, like 2000s music will start to feel like 90s.
But does it?
It's just a different, you know.
So that's what the whole conversation came from.
Okay.
Because I was talking about a certain record and I was just like, yo, when I hear this, like, I hear like a lot, like I hear a time. You know what I mean?
The past, but it like in a good way.
Yeah. You feel like this nigga is singing with a crazy mustache. Just that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah, that's
you're going. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I was just like thinking, I'm just like, yo, like what records are like, just sound crazy to me that sound like really, really nuts. And I was talking to Jermaine and Tommy about it. And we started going through Trilogy and What You Need. What You Need, Trilogy, like I even said this, the Weeknd never had to do anything else for me after Trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, his job was done. You could retire and I'd be like, yep.
Weeknd, you could that album is just so much
fire.
Like,
it is.
Pain is so much, it's great storytelling again, but like What You Need and Gone and Rolling Stone, they're all songs where it's like, yo, you play this, you're listening to like,
I think The Weeknd will be in that category, yeah.
For sure.
For sure. You're gonna feel
it. Bro, something so special about just hearing the first project of somebody, like first few maybe, but particularly the first one, that's when it's just most raw.
Mm-hmm.
They're still probably, they made that shit while they're still living and what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, that, trilogy, man.
Shout out to The Weeknd, shout out EXO, man. For all the amazing accomplishments, because they really came from Queen Street. Is it really talking about some shit that, you know what I mean, that they were just seeing as young cats and to see someone take something so small and rebrand into something catastrophic.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Use that word.
Let's use that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, I was saying, when you imagine like playing like Lil Wayne for like your kid, you're not ready.
Bro, you better bump your head.
Yeah.
Because,
man.
Girls, get out of my car. We're not going. You think we're going
to my house.
Man.
You'll be going back home, bro.
Got McDonald's money, nigga, for real. I mean that.
Yo, it's yeah. like, it's really, not to get deep as shit, but like, it's really weird how, I guess you could see the pattern in things of like what you could do to kind of sustain a career or build a career.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's like speaking truth. When someone's not being truthful and leading with that and like really talking about a life they live or whatever, it's like they always end up over there and like not even talked about anymore. But someone mm-hmm. that's like coming up, rapping that life of like, I did this, I did that. And that's where they can change it up to say, I'm not living this life anymore, but I'm really living this life.
Yeah.
But I have old problems for my life. And it's relatable and it collects, mm-hmm. connects with people. Like, mm-hmm. like Nipsey's music connects to a lot of people and mm-hmm. whatever situation you're going through. But Lil Wayne was just someone that we could all connect with for some reason. Like the shit that he was rapping about, 50 Cent, like he had, you know what I'm saying? It's really, really crazy to see like all the people that I really respect now look back and they're still like, they live that life. The Game will forever be The Game. You can't say nothing bad about The Game because that was that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But it's weird. It's weird when you lead with truth, you know?
Mm-hmm. Bro, it's just endless though. That you if it's truth, all you got to do is talk about reality. That's it.
Yeah.
Talk about what's going on right now and you have this endless
literally.
Fucking, like you have a bank of shit to talk about.
And people,
it's just, you take from your life.
People mm-hmm. will receive it too. Like I got a DM the other day and it said some shit like, oh, you know, like I feel like you're just really being real. And I'm just like, fuck, like,
bro, it's and so you're not doing it.
I'm not trying.
Imagine like, trying to think of a story. Like, okay, what is, okay, how do people mm-hmm. view me? Okay, that, I gotta mm-hmm. rap according to that.
And then trying to remember what
that,
you
does
said.
That sound too? Mm-hmm. And then, oh, fuck, mm-hmm. is it, mm-hmm. do I have two cars or one car?
What did I tell this nigga? How many shoes I have?
Do you know I have some shoes? Bro, it just adds that level of just like, you know, like when you look at Drake, like he's talking about, he starts off talking about exactly what I was saying before, like what Hugh's already mm-hmm. living.
Yeah.
And then he has new experiences and he could talk to that from the perspective of someone who didn't have it all. You know what I'm saying? And then as change, you know, mm-hmm. as time changes, he's just like, he's just drawing from truth. That's it. Mm-hmm. So he's drawing from the truth in his life. And then
beautiful,
you know, it's effortless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, man. Yo, you know, for young kids, it's just so easy for things to stick. And I feel like that's why we talk about it a lot on this podcast, because it's easy for things to stick into and build more into like a personality or like who you are. And it's just because I know grown ass niggas are just liars. And I'm just like, oh my, this
what
nigga.
Are you lying for?
And it's like, bro, like, why are you, like, yeah, like, why are you doing all this?
It's crazy, bro.
Like, yo, this. Sometimes like the lines rhyme sick. They rhyme sick.
Sick.
But for some, like the lines that like come from truth, like I feel like they stick with you longer mm-hmm. and actually mean something.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one random line that just came back to me. It was remember on Absol's project how he's talking about how his parents went to work and then they'd see him sleeping. And they're like, oh, this guy's a bum. And then like they little do they know, nigga, I was up all night fucking going ham. And that was mm-hmm. literally what we're going through at the time.
Bro,
I'm like, my dad wants me to go to school. He wants both of us in school, bad, bad, bad. And then he mm-hmm. comes downstairs on his way out to work, and then like, we're a kid, sleeping. And it looks like, oh, these guys are just like
being bums,
mm-hmm. some bum ass niggas. Yeah. Like, bro, I just went to bed 5 minutes ago.
That's nuts. Man.
It stuck that shit, with us. Remember you said stuck, that? I'm like, Absol, dad, look at this guy, Absol.
I know it just reminds. It's just is when you speak your truth, you don't know how many other people you're connecting with to say like, yo, they're going through something different. And it connect. Because we connected. Absol doesn't. I don't even know Absol in real life. But I connected with him and he pushed. That shit just made me say, all right, bet we're not alone. Let's just keep doing this because he's mm-hmm. in a good place. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
it's crazy, man. But that. Yo, we got talking a lot of bullshit, dude, past couple of days and just kind of analyzing life and shit. And yo, man, this being you and continue to be you, especially if you're trying to do some things like.
Bro, it's free to be. It's free.
It's you, bro.
No extra energy to be what you are.
I think what it is like people try to, especially when you're like trying to be like maybe like a public figure, you try to like, you want everybody to like you. And it's just like.
It's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen, bro.
It's not gonna happen.
The people that are gonna fuck with you are the people that are like you and into what you're into.
Mm-hmm.
So you just gotta do that shit. So it's like
there's an audience for everything.
Nobody has
my nigga Trey
Mo
said, you ask 5 of your guys, you ask 5 of your people, yo, do you watch midget porn? And they're all probably gonna say no. But mm-hmm. you go on midget porn, these midget porn videos,
millions of views.
Nigga, someone's watching it. There's an audience for midget porn.
That's
what the fuck the thing is called on the site, nigga. Don't
This is what I got here, and that's what it's called. Yeah. it's literally a section. Not that I, okay.
Whatever. You move on. Bro, like, yo, the point is, man, like, especially when you're trying to please someone and like, maybe they don't like you and shit, like, sometimes it'd be for their own reason.
They'll probably never like you,
man. You know, man, like, speaking of truth, remember that episode of Recess where TJ was trying to figure out why this kid didn't like him?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
TJ's
yeah,
a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a lovable guy. He just couldn't figure, yo, why don't you fuck with me? Why?
Yeah. What did I do?
He had to eat that. He's like, I don't know. Just don't like you, nigga.
Just like you.
You gotta hold that. You gotta hold that.
That's a fact.
I can't remember how it ended, though.
Yeah, he still didn't rock with him, but TJ just ate that. TJ, he was okay with it. Like,
fuck, okay. Shout my man TJ.
That's a lesson, man.
That's a really good lesson right there.
Yo, man. It's so when you grow up, man, and when you start like realizing shit and you go through real life shit, you start to see like, yo, why is all this shit like from my childhood and all this like so true? Like, why is all the cliche shit true? Why is all this shit like, and you don't want to believe it because you're just like, but it's like, that shit just takes you so much further in life. Mentally, like everything, bro. You know what I mean? Like all around.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten to a point where I've started to understand like a lot of the things my family said like when I was growing up. Still, you know, obviously some of it was bullshit if you ask me, but I start to see, like, because a lot of the shit that they were saying, it happened. I lived through it, and I'm like, fuck. Now I just realize, like, I'm going to sound just like a lot of my family when I have kids.
I'm going to say it different, though, because you guys keep saying you guys are using the same words, nigga. It's no wonder I'm tired of hearing that shit. Yeah. I don't believe it no more. Like, emphasize, like, yo, if you believe in yourself, go for it.
If we're going to fucking push do it.
Bro, it's so, like, okay, again, we just talking about a lot of shit, so I feel like there's a lot of things I'll try to unpack here, but, like, it's so hard to the idea of raising a kid is just, like, who's raising this kid? What did that person go through? Are they in the right mind to raise it? Sometimes people are just forced into that. Like, my dad had us, like, whatever, when he was, like, young. He was, like, 25 when he had me, so it's just, like, what do you really know at 25? Like, what do I know at 25 to, like, raise people and, like, dealing with life stress to, like, do all this? So his rules of, like, yo, you got to go to school, you got to do this, you got to do that. And I was like, bro, it's a whole new time, though. Mm-hmm. Even a year from now, it's going to be a whole new time where something's shifting. It's just you. It's up to you to figure out what's shifting. Next. But that whole thing of just, like, people raising you and saying, like, yo, you got to do this, you got to do that, and then, like, causing that kid to stress and say, oh, this is it's this or nothing, or I'm going to be a bum, and da-da-da. It's like,
but you don't even realize where these ideas come from. Like, bro, this could be an outdated idea from your grandpa that doesn't know anything.
One thing.
He comes from a totally different time.
Bro, and that's the thing. Niggas, stop. Like, stop trying to, like, police other niggas' kids, bro. Like, I can't tell you how many friends, family friends, sit me down, try to talk to me, and it's like, bro, like, my nigga, like,
you don't, bro, you have three wheels on your car.
Like, one more time. Like,
like, you know how long your tire's been popped? Bro, you don't know anything. What are you gonna tell me, nigga?
Yo, and that's why it's so important
business. My fucking business, bro.
Just my family. And, like, especially when it gets in, like, cousins and, like, uncles and people that don't really know you, but they know what you're doing. Like, sometimes they'll just throw jabs at you. That's, like, coming from a place from that they're dealing with it, their shit. Yeah, and it's just, like, if you take that, you can go somewhere else with it when you're already on the right path. And it's like, bro, you got to have a hater block as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to you gotta have your vision straight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just understand that nobody's, no matter what, nigga, even me and you, nigga, my vision's going to look different from yours.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's just totally different. There's so many fucking variables that, like, create your vision and your point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally everything you've ever heard in your life. You are inputs, nigga. Mm-hmm. Everything you've ever heard, everything you've ever learned, everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything you've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
That's an input into where you are. And your brain is literally just like a fucking memory card that saves everything.
Yeah.
And then that shapes your, you know what I'm saying? Your perspective and who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's shit is going to be fucking different.
I think what Drain knows, but did you know that Def Jam was created by a Canadian?
Oh, yeah. Really? This nigga did a little deep dive.
From New York? Yeah. The game, guys, not the label.
Really?
Yeah,
what's
man.
What's his name?
Josh Holmes, nigga up in Vancouver.
Josh Holmes, man. Shout out Holmes,
bro,
man.
Bro, we give you guys the best shit. Crazy.
Josh fucking Holmes. Yeah, I'm following him on Twitter right now.
Oh, he live?
Yeah, Josh.
You sure that's the right one, though?
Yeah, Josh Holmes, Joshington State.
Hey.
Yeah,
thank you for my childhood.
Yeah, video games.
Yo,
Midway
Winter Games.
Mm-hmm. CEO of Midway?
Him, nigga?
He probably got there at the time. He wasn't. He was working at EA at the time, though.
But yo, midwinter game. Sorry, that's
what he follows. Huge. You said
no. Oh. I'm about to follow him. But midwinter games is fucking huge. They've done a bunch of games. I've seen this logo everywhere.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me see. Let me get what kind of games they got going on. But damn, that's crazy, man.
What other info you scoop up on that?
Yeah, no, bro, it's crazy, man. Like, just it started out as a joke, like the idea for the game, like. So he was like working at he worked on NBA Street as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See,
yeah, he worked on NBA Street. Yeah, so field. After obviously like you know they knew he was
Counter Strike
capable of shit. He doesn't bear shit, bro. Like, so fucking like another team had like the rest. They had a wrestling game. You know, like all those wrestling games, like WCW, No Revenge. Yeah. So that developer, they were working on the next wrestling game, but like outside of the like WWE licensing. And so they were like, yo, go work with them. They told Josh, go work with them, whatever. And he was just like, all right, well, what if we do like a fucking hip hop game, niggas fighting and shit. And he thought it was a bad idea, but they were like, yo, that's kind of sick. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they just ran with it, bro. And then, you know, they did all that shit. Method Man, like he worked a lot on Fight for New York, like on like the storyline side and shit.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He like was like consulting and like, oh, do this. Nah, this is whack. We don't do it like this.
That's hard.
We gotta have this.
I guess
this.
That's why he got such a big role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He's like one of the main characters and shit. Yeah, man.
Makes sense. No, yeah.
It's crazy. And then like, I think the reason why Icon was so bad because they switched developers.
Oh.
So it's not the same developers on Icon that were on Vendetta and Fight for New York. But yeah, man.
Oh, the same guy was on Vendetta too?
Yeah, but he did Vendetta and Fight for New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he.
How wild is that?
Bro, it's crazy, man. Like, you know, and like, they can't do it. Like, I feel like this game would never be done today because of like the contracts and shit. Like, a lot of them niggas didn't get paid. Like, they didn't get no royalties. Like, they just got like a one check.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, you know, man's a lot smarter. They're going to want royalties and shit. It's going to just be an expensive game.
It's so crazy because like all these companies will have that shit.
I'll buy it.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, I'll buy it.
Man.
I'll buy it as many times as it takes for whatever price it takes.
Yeah, man. Because the thing is though, like I don't know. Like for me, everything is, I mean, not for me, but for the video game industry, everything is money, right? So like there's money in this game. Like people want it. Like they still do tournaments to this day. Like
for sure. Yeah, I clicked the video that you sent. Yeah, them. I saw all the related videos on the side.
Yeah, like
it's full out tournaments.
Full out tournaments to this day. Niggas are busting the PS2 up. Like you know what I'm saying? Like bro, remake this game. But I don't know, man. I guess Def Jam doesn't even have a lot of people on their roster anymore.
Yeah.
How was it like back in the days to even like take music and then put music into a game? Like what was those contracts looking like?
That's another reason why they haven't done it, because Josh, he was like, yo, it was a nightmare to clear those samples, bro. It cost so much money, but we needed to do it for sure. For the game,
bro.
You know?
I can't think of any other. You needed those real songs.
Yeah,
man.
It's songs I fell in love with because of that game.
Yeah.
But I fucking
San Andreas as well and shit. Like what do you.
Oh, the radio selection on San Andreas?
Bro, it's so crazy because even now, like with GTA 5, like they take out radio stations because they only signed for like a year. They only signed licensing for like a certain amount of years. Yeah. So now like there's certain songs that if you play GTA like when it first came out, you won't hear it anymore because they take it out because they didn't pay for it to be in the game that long. So it's just too different now. You'll never get a game like Def Jam again. You just won't happen probably.
Ever. I accepted that too, though.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I really accepted that. Like fully accepted
that. I'm just glad we experienced that shit.
Facts. I'm glad I have it still and I can still play it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hopefully remastering they can work it out in a way that could work. Cause I wouldn't mind a remaster that game.
Just refresh that.
You know what I'm saying? Like get the legalities right. Fuck, bro.
Make the chains touch the fucking body.
Yeah,
make the chains float. Yeah, I need those floating.
I need
some
sick. Imagine that, cause they have some ice in that game, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. But it just looked weird. It just looked like a. Like it was printed on the shirt. You know those shirts with like the chain shirts.
I had one, two of those.
Yeah.
But even like getting Jacob the Jeweler, like I felt like I was a rapper, bro. I felt like I was fully in it, bro. Like I knew everything. You know what I'm saying? Like I knew I had to go to Jacob. Mm-hmm. I knew I had to go fights, crunch Busta Rhymes, get my money up.
Bro, I'm restarting that game tonight still.
Bro.
I'm restarting it still.
Niggas, you're laughing your last episode because you kept saying you're about to do everything we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm
watching it Thursday with my friend Corey. So by the time this comes out, I've watched it. But yeah, man, shout out to Def Jam 5 for New York forever, man. A forever iconic game.
Mm-hmm.
That game made a lot of money, too. So it's weird that, like, you know, they didn't just push that. But yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Icon was just so bad. That's why, though. Mainly. Icon was so bad.
How's a game not called Icon more iconic than the fucking Def Jam icon.
That's why, bro, you can't, yo, you can't, when you, if you develop a game, you got to develop it all the way through. None of this switch up business, bro.
You're switching the foundation.
And EA Chicago, y'all fucked that up, bro.
Oh, that's who it was?
That's who it was still. EA Chicago, on, y'all man. Fucked that up, bro.
Y'all got the Bulls. Y'all dropped the ball on that Def Jam.
Yeah, man, facts.
Man. Ha! Woo! Yeah, man.
Rise and shine.
You know what time it is, man. Mm-hmm. This was episode 59 of the Random Order Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're going to sign out. Go do nothing, nigga. You know what I'm saying? All my people on the YouTube.
We're going to go to Happy Birthday.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to get happy. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't want y'all up in my business.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version. Click that bell to become a true Notre Dame Eagle. To the heart, you know what I'm saying? Jeez. To the Eagle heart, that is. You know what I'm saying? The audio version of Random Order Podcast is also available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Leave some great fucking comments and reviews if you like the pod. And if you don't, nigga, put them comments in your butt, nigga. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order. I don't want to see that nigga. This shit, fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Bro, why do you dislike? What are you doing?
If you don't like the video, fucking click the X. It's that simple.
I've never disliked the YouTube video.
It's that simple.
Real hater shit to just dislike a video.
X.
Not that it even affects us like that. It's just you have to watch it to dislike.
It's just dumb. Because it's like, I don't know if dislikes have anything to do with algorithm and shit, but it's just like, bro, if you don't like it, just leave, bro. That's it.
I'll just be, oh, this is whack, X.
Yeah.
Peace.
Not for me.
Whatever.
Y'all niggas bored, man.
Y'all do what you want, man. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show to stay posted on what we got going on. You know what I'm saying? We may or may not have some Random Order merch in the, you know, maybe, but probably.
Man.
Of course, like we talked about, we have the brand spanking new 4YE Dewey's.
Yo.
We got a date for you, June 8th.
Yo.
And I'm gonna just say that's not all the do-rags.
Stopping there,
that's
man.
Not all the do-rags. Not so June 8th, y'all gonna get some do-rags.
Yeah, man.
Moving forward, we got more do-rags. You know what I'm saying? 4YE rework.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out in 3 minutes, baby. Get on it. You know what I'm saying? We're coming back with another load of rework. Follow 4YE.
Yeah.
Number 4YE on Instagram. Turn on the post notifications so you know the exact second we drop.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all niggas on, man?
Shit, man, not much. If you're an Uber Eats driver and you're on a bike, haul ass, my man. Do not have us waiting. You know what I'm saying? Stand up. What was I about to say? That's it. I think I'm good to sign out.
Shit. Well, yeah, man. Thank you guys for watching, man.
Yo, my man Shells just dropped some.
Dig.
Talk about it.
New video out. Take your time. Freestyle on my YouTube channel. Go watch that. You know, follow me on Instagram, SebastianXX. We got new music on the way.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitch, SebastianXX as well.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I appreciate you guys. Shout out to all the Notre Dame Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's all
they be
love.
Flocking. They be flocking.
Number one podcast. So you know what it is,
you know what
man.
Saying,
right. Was that really off the dome?
Yeah. Oh, the track. No.
Oh, nigga.
I thought he meant my little spiel just now.
Yeah,
I didn't even write that. I wrote that. I wrote it pretty quick, though. I'll say that.
There we go.
You got a booty today, man.
Booty of the day? I'm not finna.
You know what? Nah. Shout out Shan Booty, man.
Hey.
Congrats to you and your husband. She's a mother.
Hey,
man. Expecting the little booty, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out them. I wish y'all nothing but the best, man. I'm gonna see y'all at the baby shower. I hope I'm invited.
This sample here is a classic like the Air Force. Real rap shit since the rap book in my jam sport. These four walls really helped me write the coldest shit. See mad niggas lose their role cause they don't know the script. Northside shit, I really feel just how cold it get. Different waves now, trust me, you don't even know the kid. I feel good cause I'm getting now what I'm supposed to get. Long way from home, writing songs, trying to go.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.